CEO of Australian Road Safety Foundation, Russell White. Good day, Russell.
Hi, Meridel. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
First of all, what makes a good driver?
Well, that's a $64,000 question, I think, in many people's eyes. But look, I think from our standpoint, what we would suggest to people is that if you're going to really excel as a driver, it's a matter of thinking much more broadly than just passing a license or, you know, having no fines or anything like that. You're actually starting to look for things like situational awareness to be able to improve your, I guess, sixth driving sense, if you like, about what's happening around you at all times. And, you know, with training, with development, that can be done. So it's about situational awareness. It's about looking as far ahead down the road as you can all the time. And it's about driving to conditions and I guess, ultimately, too, not being distracted by things that we have in our pockets, you know, the good old mobile phone.
And being alert.
Yeah, that is one of the big things. When I talk about situational awareness, that alertness comes from, I guess, a heightened sense of understanding what's around you. And this is why things like mobile phones are so deadly when it comes to not only drivers, but pedestrians and cyclists as well. If you've got earphones in, if you're distracted by a mobile device at all, your chances of being involved in a crash and a potentially fatal crash are exponentially significantly higher. So we really say to people, you know, if you're in motion at all, you know, keep the phone out of reach or keep it off, and be aware of what's happening around you, because that situational awareness, you know, really is a critical thing. I mean, nobody leaves home of a morning with the intent of having a crash. You know, they happen because of a certain set of circumstances. So as individual road users, we need to be mentally switched on for the job that's in front of us, no matter how we're using the road.
The number two cause of death for those ages 15 to 24 are road accidents.
Yeah.
Does that say something about your state of alertness or safety, or is it because at this age we kind of think we're invincible?
Well, it's probably a combination of all of those things. I think there is a degree of that sense of invincibility, if you like. There's no doubt that happens. And, you know, I think there's other things that happen too, that when you've got your license, that and global statistics tell us this, that the safest period you're going to have is going to be when you're actually got a set of L plates on, because you've got somebody to supervise and watch you. The moment you get onto your P plates, your chances of being involved in a fatal crash or in a serious crash again go up like straight up like a rocket. They don't just gradually climb. They go straight up, and they stay that way until they gradually come down until around about that age 25. So it's a combination of inexperience. It's a combination probably of complacency. The mental thinking is somehow, just because I've got this piece of plastic that says I can drive, somehow that, you know, that in their eyes means that there's nothing left to learn, where in fact it's exactly the opposite. And so it's a balance of getting that inexperience countered by I guess being proactive with your driving. And one of the things we find a lot is that young drivers tend not to use their eyes very well. They've been brought up on a system where they've been mindful of just simply things like lane position and speed, both of which are important, but they tend to get so focused on that they don't necessarily see the full environment around them. So, you know, we find that people have just got to be trained to use their eyes properly.
And ideally, this is at the age when most people have 20/20 vision.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But I think, again, it's one of the things in our current system that we probably don't teach people situational awareness anywhere near enough. And if there was going to be something that, you know, I'd like to see added into a licensing system, it's how do we improve situational awareness? How do we improve hazard perception? How do we improve someone's capability to scan the road and perceive that potential danger that could literally be just around the corner?
And I suppose as you grow older, that piece of paper means more than just mobility and freedom, isn't it? It means responsibility for your lives and the lives of the people that ride with you as well.
Look, absolutely. You know, that license, and again, I tend to think that if we were going to have a cultural change in how people think about road use and being on the road, part of that thing might be, how do we change that level of perception around what that license actually means? How can we place more value on that? Simply because that I think as people become complacent with driving, it's easy to think, well, you know, the license is just, you know, almost something that's, in some cases, some people I think surely think that it's just an automatic thing that you get it because you have to have it. But as you said, you know, with the issuing of that license comes an enormous amount of responsibility. And I think there's probably not enough value placed on that in our current culture.
November, we're nearly there to Christmas celebration time. And this is the most crucial time of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, Christmas and I guess any time where there's going to be festive seasons and that sort of thing, it always places a greater focus on road safety, obviously, because you've got loved ones that are out and about. So in recent years, it's had an even heightened level of awareness simply because it's the International World Day of Remembrance for Road Trauma Victims is obviously coming around. And it was actually something that you know, I think is quite powerful in terms of how do we remember those people that don't make it home for that Christmas event. I mean, to lose a loved one at any time is tragic, but it's even more so at a time around Christmas. So I think having a World Day of Remembrance that's coming up, I think it's important that we remember those people, just as we do for our fallen war heroes. And as I said, it's a way of commemorating those people to never be forgotten. And I think, again, too, it's, as I said before, I think it's something that when you're at a festive season, it places even greater emphasis on being safe on the road.
And on the 20th of November, which is Road Traffic Victims World Day of Remembrance, you have also done research that says that 1 in 5 people feel very alone and isolated after dealing with a death caused by a road accident.
Yeah, well, actually some work we've done, obviously, we like to collaborate wherever we can. So the Australian Road Safety Foundation's been working with Deb Ray Solutions, and Deb's put together some very powerful resources that can help people, you know, through that time of grieving. Because what we've discovered is that once that happens, the loss of someone so instantly and permanently places huge social and tremendous emotional load on the people they were closest to. So that's family, friends, it's anyone in their community, and sometimes that can really be a terribly tragic time to deal with, and people tend to obviously and try and deal with that on their own. And I think one of the things we're trying to sort of point out along with the work that Deb's done, and you know, there's some terrific resources. Deb's actually written a fantastic book called Getting There that can help people if they are looking for getting over that, or how do you manage that, because the loss is just so horrific and so earth-shattering to those people when that happened. You know, we have looked at ways of how we can try and get people to sort of cope through those areas, because it is a coping thing that you've got to try and get on with your life, as tragic and as terrible as that can be. So it's trying to give people some help, some hope, and to let them know that there are resources out there that can help them get over that that very tragic time.
Because unlike an illness, it is something that you cannot prepare for, right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, as I said before, nobody goes out with the intent of being involved in a crash. No one leaves the home that morning thinking that they're not going to make it back, or takes off on that trip not thinking they're going to come back. And so when that loss is so instant, and it is so unexpected, it's not something that you can prepare for. And obviously that places a different level of emotional strain on people, and obviously everybody deals with those things, you know, differently. So as I said, it is about trying to offer hope. It's about trying to offer some strategies about how you can get through it. Because things that I've found in my own life is that sometimes, you know, the words of wisdom that can come from a book can just, you know, change the way that you view something, or change the way that you're thinking about something, or it can help you cope to get through, you know, whatever it is you're going through. So, you know, I certainly think from that point of view, you know, Deb's done a great job. From personal experience, I must say, you know, this is something she's gone through herself.
Yes, I was going to say, because she was on a holiday and her life was turned upside down in an instant.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, through a car crash and losing a husband, suddenly, you know, Deb found herself as a widow. You know, she didn't know what to do. It was that feeling of being overwhelmed. So, you know, she's taken upon herself to, you know, to document and to write down her views on how she can help other people and have some strategies to get through it. And as I said, I think it's a great thing that she's done, and that's why we've really been proud to partner with her on this very important time of the year.
The most important thing is to remember that there's always someone there to help or listen.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think, you know, whenever grief happens, and again, we hear this all the time. It wasn't just from the conversations that I'd had with Deb. You know, we hear those sorts of stories on a daily basis with people getting in touch with the foundation. And when you hear those personal stories, it just puts that extra drive into you to try and do something to stop it. And as much as we try to do that, you know, ultimately, you know, unfortunately, more than 1,200 people lose their lives on Australian roads each year. So for every one of those, you know, there's a whole family, a whole community that's been impacted by it. So whilst we're trying to prevent it, we're also trying to work with partners that can help people get through that particular, you know, terrible, tragic time.
Thank you very much, Russell White from the Australian Road Safety Foundation. 20th of November, Road Traffic Victims World Day of Remembrance.
Thanks, Meredith.